Legends, the greatest social casino experience has arrived at Legends.com. With thousands of the best free-to-play casino-style games, chances to earn millions of bonus coins and win real money. Legends is revolutionizing the Vegas experience wherever you are. If you love winning, then you'll love playing at Legends.com. Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Visit Legends.com for more information. Legends with a Z.com is legendary fun.
At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
Hey guys, it's me, Sam Stein, managing editor of The Bulwark. I am joined by Adrian Carrasquillo. He's the author of Huddled Masses. It's a great newsletter. You should be subscribing to that. We are here tonight to talk about some breaking news. About an hour ago, news broke that Alina Haba, the acting U.S. attorney for New Jersey, was going to press forward with charges against a sitting member of Congress, Representative LaMonica McIver, who was part of a trio of members of Congress, along with the Newark mayor, who went to a Newark detention facility, ICE detention facility called Delaney Hall. Basically, this is a big deal. We're going to get into all that. Adrian's going to help unpack what's going on here. Before we do, as always, do subscribe to the feed. I really appreciate it. We really appreciate it. It's helpful for us. All right, Adrian. So basically, the backstory is a couple weeks ago, they go to this ICE detention facility. A scuffle ensues outside of the facility. And then there were some questions about whether charges were going to be brought against the mayor, who's under different jurisdiction and law than the sitting members of Congress. It turns out that Haba announces tonight that she's going to not charge the Newark mayor, but she is pressing forward with charges against the congresswoman. She says, in violation of Title 18, United States Code Section 111A1 for assaulting, impeding, and interfering with law enforcement. Before we get into like the legality of this and the politics of this, for people who maybe didn't notice what happened or just don't have a really strong understanding of what happened, just unpack what happened and the scene that erupted outside Delaney Hall.
Yeah, you had three House Democrats going along with the Newark mayor, Roz Baraka, who's running for governor, and they showed up to what they say, and which is true, they are able to provide oversight at ICE facilities. They said they wanted to get a tour. Of course, like you said, we're going to get into the politics. There's been so much talk. When are Democrats going to step up? When are they going to fight back? So this was the Democrats showing up here and saying, now, we don't want this facility in our district. I think they showed up unannounced. But, you know, there was all this talk at that time of the Democrats.
They get in, but then they go outside and a scuffle ensues.
I think one of the issues, and when you watch the video, and I know we'll show parts of it, there's like a public part, and then there's, you know, the agents trying to sort of like funnel the lawmakers, and then there's the private part. So I think that's some of the discrepancy of, you know, and then you can even see in the video where people talk about the lawmakers are saying that they were the ones that were physically, you know, that the ICE agents were the ones that escalated the situation.
Well, let's quickly show the video. Well. We can see this is what took place outside of the detention facility. It gets pretty heated. You can see tempers flaring over. People are screaming at the ICE agents who had showed up with video cameras. Take a look. All right, so that you got some of the flavor of it. Now, I think to your point, they are the Haba's office is saying, look, there's private cameras footage that shows that the congresswoman was the one who initiated an assault of the police officer, and that the public footage that you saw from outside is not telling the entirety of the story. The congresswoman says that's plainly not true, and that they are, to your point, Adrian, legally entitled to just show up. It's in congressional. It's in their power to just show up and provide oversight of these facilities.
Yeah, and I mean, again, we have video of the incident. You can see Congresswoman McIver saying, you can't touch me, don't touch me. And you see Menendez saying something similarly. So that's pretty, it's just pretty insane. And there was afterwards, the congresswoman had said she had been assaulted.
Let's read a little bit from her statement. She says, this is the statement she issued tonight. The charges against me are purely political. They mischaracterize and distort my actions and are meant to criminalize and deter legislative oversight. The administration will never stop me from working for the people in our district and standing up for what is right. Let's just step back a little bit. You talked a little bit about this idea that they wanted, Democrats wanted to ramp up their opposition to what was happening in ICE detention facilities. How are you, what are you getting from your reporting before the charges were announced tonight? You know, they haven't quite hit the dock yet, but before the charges were announced tonight, and maybe a little bit from your, what you're seeing after there and they've been announced. Is there a change in an approach that you can talk about? How are Democrats internalizing all this?
I think what's crazy in light of these charges that came is I had spoken to House Democrats for my newsletter last week, where they said that, you know, this seemed like good politics at the time, and Democrats again getting that push to fight back. And what they got instead was just like a white hot response from the administration in terms of retribution, in terms of like Trump aligned media like Fox News just jumping on this narrative that it was the Democrats that were attacking. And so what I found interesting is a Congressional Hispanic Caucus lawmaker told me, quote, that they want to lean in and say we should do a day of action at detention centers. But they told me they don't think that's a good idea because of this response that they got from the administration. And I mean, when you see the Democrats today, tonight, saying that this is an effort to intimidate, it gets you thinking about intimidate what? And I think it's to intimidate the opposition that actually, but also that the Trump administration does not want to see. I think it's effective when Democrats show up
but it sounds
at
like
detention
it's,
centers and
yeah,
say,
but it sounds
hey,
like
what
your
the hell's going
reporting
on
here? Is that, in fact, what the administration has done here, which is thrown the book at these people and in cahoots with conservative media, that it is actually having its intended outcome, which is to persuade them to not do some similar types of protest.
Yeah, I think that's right. And I think that that's what's fascinating. As we see, there's been so many issues around due process, around U.S. citizens being taken. We saw some Democrats go to Mexico because one of the children had cancer that was taken. And so this seems like fertile ground for Democrats to fight back on. And then you see how strongly the Trump administration is going against them, which, yes, is sort of scaring them into saying, oh, well, maybe if we're going to face legal ramifications and this strong attack, then it's going to sort of curtail.
No, some lawmakers, I mean, Eric Swalwell is out tonight saying that the administration has crossed a red line by leveling charges against a sitting member of Congress. And certainly this feels, I mean, it's new, right? Like, this is not something we've seen, as far as I'm concerned, before. It's an attack on one branch against another. You know, the administration might rationalize and say, look, she broke a law. We have to enforce it, but it certainly is an escalation. So Swalwell says it's a red line crossed. The House Democratic leadership is out with a statement, obviously standing in support of Representative McIver. But I mean, you've had prior reporting on Minority Leader Jeffries having some discomfort with these sort of more aggressive forms of protest. Do you think some of this is just leadership saying we're still not sure the politics work for us?
No, that's a good way of putting it. I think it's like sort of like wading through, trying to understand. I mean, you know. You can start saying, well, El Salvador, maybe Kilmer, maybe that's not the right case. Maybe we focus on children. Maybe right. We focus on U.S. citizens. The problem, I think, is these red lines add up. You have the judge. Well, they arrested a judge,
right,
you know, who was then released in Wisconsin, in Milwaukee. You have lawmakers now. And let's remember that these things are connected. When you are the lawmakers weren't just there alone. They were also activists. A huge thing that has been chilled in the Trump administration,
right,
is protest. And is saying this is not okay. So you know, Democrats right now want to make this to say this is not about immigration.
Yeah.
This is about due process.
I find this fascinating
right,
because what they do next really does set the standard for what they're going to ask people to do. If they can't muster up an appropriate response to one of their own lawmakers being arrested, how can they expect people to go out in the street and protest? How can they expect people to rally behind migrants or people who are wrongfully detained if they're not willing to stand up for their own?
If they're being chilled right now by the administration response, they have to respond in kind and strongly to show this is not okay.
I mean, I know
once
we're
a week arresting
a
lawmaker.
Past this news, but are you getting a sense from any of your sources about what kind of response we could potentially see to this?
I have not heard that much tonight. I expect more tomorrow. I think it's just, like you said, it's going to be really instructive to see what happens next. Does this disappear for a while? Like we had heard there'd
Right.
be more El Salvador trips,
There
or are
haven't been,
those going to
right?
come?
I haven't missed it.
And do they,
Right.
there hasn't been anything since, and that's something I'm following. But so that's really interesting just to see
You know
sort of
what,
like, do
Adrian?
Democrats continue
All
to
the
fight
shit
back, or are
that
they just
the
like
Jeffries
over it?
people threw at you for your story, you should point out we haven't had a trip since. So maybe you had them dead to rights.
Yeah.
You don't want to engage on that
No. It's something I'm keeping an eye on because I have
All
noticed
right.
that
Maybe
there
we'll
has not been
edit
any
that out
trips.
so that you don't give away the game. All right. Well, keep an eye. Let's keep an eye on that. Let's keep an eye on the response that Democrats give to this remarkable development tonight, where again, Alina Habba, the acting attorney general for New Jersey, has said she will charge Congresswoman McIver for disrupting and impeding and interfering with law enforcement at an ICE detention facility in New Jersey. We are increasingly getting to a very bad place where the two branches of government are, well, they're pitted against each other, more or less. Adrian, thanks so much for keeping on top of this stuff. To the viewers, thank you so much for tuning in to watch us talk about this stuff. We really appreciate it. Subscribe to the feed, share this with family and friends. Always helps to have that. And we'll talk to you later.
Legends, the greatest social casino experience has arrived at Legends.com. With thousands of the best free-to-play casino-style games, chances to earn millions of bonus coins and win real money. Legends is revolutionizing the Vegas experience wherever you are. If you love winning, then you'll love playing at Legends.com. Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Visit Legends.com for more information. Legends with a Z.com is legendary fun.
Hey, wake up. New drinks just dropped at Wendy's. Cold foam, cold brew coffee, and sparkling energy. Both the caramel and the chocolate cold foam are just, so good. And the pineapple citrus and cherry limeade sparkling energy each have
80 to 120 milligrams, whew,
of added caffeine. So whether you need a treat first thing or to just stop yawning already, mornings hit different. To pick up a new pick-me-up, gotta be Wendy's. At participating U.S. Wendy's,